With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. CNN is reporting that President Trump has selected South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to be the next Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Noem would take over the department with Stephen Miller and Tom Homan serving in senior roles. Data provider DDHQ is projecting that Republicans will retain the U.S. House majority.
Decision Desk headquarters projected on Monday that President-elect Donald Trump's Republican Party has won a majority in the U.S. House of Representatives, which would signal that Republicans would hold a majority in both chambers of Congress. Edison Research has not yet projected House control. It has projected that Republicans will hold at least 214 seats, including two currently held by Democrats, with Democrats holding at least 205, with 16 uncalled. The smallest House majority is 218. Edison projected that Republicans had already secured a U.S. Senate majority of at least 52 to 46. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump's expected to name Florida Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. Rubio was elected to the Senate in 2010 and recently said Russia's war against Ukraine is at a stalemate and needs to be brought to a close. Rubio ran against Trump in the 2016 presidential primaries. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump makes his pick for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations.
Calling her a smart America first fighter, President-elect Trump has picked a New York congresswoman to serve as his ambassador to the United Nations. It's Elise Stefanik, who spoke at the GOP convention this summer in Milwaukee.
It is clear for the whole world to see nothing, absolutely nothing will stop President Trump from standing and fighting for our great country.
Stefanik, who's 40, has long been one of Trump's most loyal allies in the House and was among those discussed as a potential vice presidential choice. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is SRN News. The Girl Scouts lose a sponsor.
The Catholic Archdiocese of Cincinnati has supported the Scouts for 110 years. But Archbishop Dennis Schnur is ending the relationship. At issue is the Girl Scouts' embrace of the LGBT agenda, allowing boys who are living as girls to join the organization. Schnur says this is a violation of Catholic teaching, and the church cannot be a party to it. In fact, both the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts have been losing sponsors and members since adopting the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
5 years ago, the Satanic Temple in the United States made headlines when it was designated as a church. Now a similar organization in Chile, a conservative country where half of its population of 18 million identifies as Catholic, is asking the government to recognize it as a religious association. In order to join Chile's Temple of Satan, applicants must choose a new name, normally that of a demon or fallen angel. This is SRN News. An attack on Israeli soccer fans in the Netherlands prompts action by that country's government. The latest from the Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
The Netherlands has slapped a ban on street demonstrations and deployed additional police following a melee in which Israeli soccer fans were victims of anti-Semitic attacks in Amsterdam. Under the emergency laws invoked, citizens are prohibited from wearing face coverings and provided security personnel the right to stop and search. On Wednesday, Israeli fans of the Maccabi Tel Aviv team were alleged to have damaged property and burned a Palestinian flag. Following Saturday's game, pro-Palestinian fans on motor scooters chased and beat Maccabi supporters, some hospitalized. Of the 62 arrests made, most were released immediately. Officials remain concerned that the physical attack is more than a local occurrence. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.